and Hartman and Kevin keep on party line. WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome to Party Line on a Thursday. Want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. Johnny V's, Pepe's, and Greek's Pizzeria on the square in Frankfort. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. And Hardesty Landscaping for all your hard and landscaping needs. Plus our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, and Slabby's Food and Freedom. I'm Kevin Keith, along with WILO News Director Ken Hartman. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Skywatch weather forecast is some sunshine today, becoming partly cloudy later this afternoon, a high at 60 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, low down to 42, and a high 65 tomorrow in partly cloudy skies. Saturday, there's a 50-50 chance of rain, and a high around 60, and then Sunday, high around 65, and partly cloudy skies. It's 39 now from your official weather station, WILO. It's weird to think about it, Ken, having 60-degree temperatures after we had to scrape our cars this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was that good, chippy crap again.
Of course, a lot of people staying in. They're not going to work, right? So they didn't have to scrape. But
I have no idea what we're talking about.
For those of us who are essential, I guess. Do you like being essential? I'm kind of not liking being. I wish I was non-essential. I could just stay. No, I don't. I don't want to. It drives me nuts to stay home.
If you're asking me straight out, the answer is yes. I like it.
Yeah. Me too. This is what we do.
And
you know.
And if we don't like it, why we still have the job for?
Yeah. Yeah. No. I would go crazy having to sit at home, especially with the crew I have at home. So we'll just leave that at that. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, we'll be talking with a couple reps from the Purdue Extension Office. I believe Adam Shanks and Esmeralda Cruz.
Yes, I believe so.
So we'll be talking to them on the phone. You know, that's one thing that farming is, you know, I mean, that can continue. I sure hope it continues.
Well, we're not sure about that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just thinking, you know, you practice social distance.
Okay, but
you're out there on the combine by yourself.
But here's the thing. I have not seen anything anywhere that says farming is essential travel.
Yeah. Well, it is, and I'll tell you right now.
Well, I'm just saying, I have not seen it.
I'm just saying, the farmers have to do that. But, I mean, you know, the thing is, they're going to be driving around in tractors and combines and stuff.
Are you going to make, you know, congregating at grain elevators? And
well, you have to.
Coffee shops?
Yes, absolutely. You have to. Yeah, you got to be smart about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they're out there on a combine by themselves and no one around for a couple acres, that's okay.
That's not the point. Yeah.
But, yeah, the coffee shops closed down.
And the grain elevators.
The grain elevators, yeah. No. So, and if you do, just stand 10 feet away, right?
Yeah, at least.
So coming up here at 8:45 in about 10 minutes, we'll be talking with Dr. Jim Handa, who's the School Safety Commission chairman. He's also, the Rossville superintendent?
Yes.
So we'll be talking with him. And I don't know. I'm guessing he'll have a lot more information for us than we have concerning schools and how they're handling things.
It's on the list.
Very good. So we'll be talking with him about that as we continue our WILO in Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading in uncertain times. Let's see. So I come in this morning on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Matter of fact, let me turn the page here so I can get to the right one. Straighten that out there.
Went more than one.
I know. We've got a lot of news, don't we? So which one came first, Ken? Was it the egg or the chicken?
The one on the left there came.
This one?
No.
Or this left? Yeah, okay.
Letter from the health department came first.
So yesterday, Clinton County Health Officer Dr. Steve Tharp released a statement for everybody and the Pastoral Associates in regards to a very important holiday coming up on Sunday, April 12th, which is Easter Sunday. So Dr. Tharp said, based upon inquiries about an alternative Easter Sunday church service in our community, he spent time considering the acceptability of a service where participants would remain in their private vehicles with less than 10 individuals in a car. He says he has grave concerns regarding such an event. The only effective measure we have found to limit the spread of COVID-19 is restricting person-to-person contacts. So he goes on to point out that the Pope has even endorsed canceling in-person religious ceremonies and services. Now, he goes on to quote something from the first Passover, and I don't know what book of the Bible that was from, but he didn't put that in there. But he was talking about how, you know, the Hebrews were promised deliverance from deadly consequences if they carefully followed the rules given to them by a higher authority. And I think we are kind of in the same boat. We need to follow or we're going to have some bad consequences.
Uh-huh.
So he's saying he's requesting that all the preachers and churches and stuff and congregations limit religious gatherings to virtual experiences and avoid any in-person assemblies. And then the Clinton County Ministerial Association issued a response to the letter written by Dr. Steve Tharp regarding Easter gatherings. And this is quite lengthy. I read through most of it, but did you see anything in here where they said they were going to follow Dr. Tharp's?
No.
Or that they are going to thumb their nose at Dr. Tharp?
No, actually, they said neither one.
Okay.
What was there is that, you know, they have some people who agree and they have some people who disagree. They have some people on their board who agree with Dr. Tharp. They have some people on their board who doesn't agree.
Mm-hmm.
To me, you know, I'm going to point blank say this, and if something happens to me, something happens to me. I'm sorry, you know, God isn't going to save you from coronavirus.
Right, right.
I'm sorry, y'all, it isn't going to happen.
Right.
So, just from that standpoint, if you want to take the chance, be our guest.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, if you want to be smart and you want to keep living, don't do it. I would say the virtual drive-in or whatever they do, I would say that would be, you know, as long as you have no more than, I would just say, you know, two at most and probably one in front, one in back.
Yeah.
And, but I'll just say, you know, this is the time, in all honesty, this is something you should do. I know it's your big holiday. I understand
mm-hmm.
that.
Sure.
I understand that. But under these circumstances, this is something you should probably do in the privacy of your own home.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't,
then that, to me, that's the common sense way to go about doing
this. Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of churches have went to a virtual service.
Yeah,
you know, just about everybody has internet. They can go log on a web page.
They go to the drive-ins.
Anybody can throw up a cheap camera.
I just think in this case, you know, be safe. Do that in the privacy of your own home. Nobody's going to say. Nobody really cares. You know, you guys do what you have to do in the privacy of your own home. Don't do it publicly because I think you're asking for trouble.
Mm-hmm. They go on to talk down here, the Ministerial Association does, about promoting a countywide Thanksgiving celebration once the World Health Organization has declared an end to the pandemic. They recommend pastors start planning for an Easter-like celebration in their churches for a date yet to be determined. So, again, I'm not for sure where they're going with this. But it doesn't matter.
I don't think anybody knows.
It doesn't matter how strong your faith is.
That's right. Yeah.
Coronavirus doesn't care if you're a Christian, if you're an atheist, if you're an agnostic.
That's right.
If you're a Republican, if you're a Democrat, it doesn't care.
Socialist, liberal, whatever.
Yes, yes.
Whatever.
Coronavirus hates everybody.
So that's why I'm saying do it in the privacy of your own house.
Yeah, yeah. Well, a lot of I don't want to get too much into religion here.
Don't.
But, yeah, thanks for that, kid. But, you know, a lot of it is your own personal relationship with God and Jesus Christ.
Right.
So we'll see how that develops. Yeah. I would hate to see a congregation die because they thought they had to go to an Easter service.
I'm not going to go where I almost went.
I mean, we see it in the nursing homes and stuff out in Washington State, that's closely contained.
And here's another thing, and Cindy and I just talked about this about 15 minutes ago. Who are the people that go to church? Older people.
Mm-hmm.
They also drag their grandkids along with them a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
So here again, we're going to be dealing with younger cases as well as older cases.
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth it?
Well, I don't think it is.
And I don't either.
We want everybody to be certainly safe.
Yes.
Now, we've got the Clinton County Call Center also. That's a couple pages back. But let me turn back here because that was a couple days ago.
Yeah. 652-6501 and 6502, I believe.
Oh, very good, Ken. I'm impressed. You, the public, can call into the call center here locally at 652-6501. I think the hours are 10 till noon and then 4 to 6 each Monday through Friday. And healthcare providers have a separate phone. If they need general questions on testing and criteria, they can call the 652-6502 number that Ken was mentioning. But if you have any questions on COVID-19 or need to get some questions answered, you can call 765-652-6501, 10 to noon and 4 to 6. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, sir. I got a question for you. There was a minister arrested in Tampa, Florida,
mm-hmm.
and was it for endangering his flock?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because he believed in laying on hands that cure everything.
Yep, and he was arrested, too.
And I think behind bars, I think.
I think they bonded him out. But.
Yeah.
But then he took to YouTube and was defending what he did. Did you see the YouTube video?
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
He took to YouTube. He created a video and then defended what he did. It was weird because he was kind of sitting there, his picture to his congregation kind of looked like his mugshot.
That's his name, rap sheet.
I was just wondering, and how bad is it here in Clinton County, Ken?
Still the same as the last time we talked to you. We have not been notified of any more cases outside of the one that we know, and it's just the way it is.
I've been hearing a lot of people talk about us and the rural communities. We won't see a peak for a couple more weeks. So we should have to really start preparing ourselves. I think it was pretty grave the other day when President Trump came out and said, you know, this is going to be a bad 2 weeks.
I would say, you know, if this hasn't changed much by, we'll say, Easter or by the 15th of the month, we might be in good shape. I said might.
Yeah. I don't think it'll be that quick.
Well,
and then getting back to normalcy, right, Larry? Yeah. Getting back to some sense of normalcy, you know? I mean, it's going to be hard. I don't know, if the government tells me it's all clear, I don't know how long it's going to take me to trust them before I can, touching people or...
Well, it depends on who says it's all clear.
No, yeah, exactly.
It's our president. I hate to say that I'm to the point where I don't believe him anymore.
Yeah, well,
I know you don't like...
I've heard a lot of Democrats say they like what he's doing, you know, and then he's being proactive. I've been surprised.
Well, I don't think he messed it up to start with and then won't admit to it. But that's okay because that's just my personal feelings.
Sure.
But I just was going to call and wanted to know how everything was going on about that minister.
Yeah, crazy times we live in.
And it's about time for me to get outdoors if it's just to look at the sky.
Yeah, step outside and take in some fresh air, man. It'll be 60 degrees.
That is something you're allowed to do.
Yeah, you're allowed to do that,
yeah.
Larry. I'm sure your wife will let you do that, too.
Yeah, she will let me do that because she wants me to go get her paper.
Okay, get you some fresh air.
Anyway, you all have a great day.
You too.
And pray for our president.
We will, Larry. Thank you. We just won't do it in church, right? All right. As part of our WILO Chamber of Commerce Leading in Uncertain Times, we welcome to the microphone via the phone this morning Jim Hanna, the Safety Commission Chairman for the schools in Clinton County. Dr. Hanna, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Jim and I are doing just fine, just fine.
Jim, how are things up your way?
extended in that we're keeping people away, I guess.
Okay. Have you guys gotten any further word or thought as to where the schools are? I mean, right now it's May 1st. You think you're going to see school anymore yet this year outside of e-learning?
Well, my understanding is the governor is supposed to have some type of announcement today at 2:30. I'm not really aware what that is. Every Tuesday, Superintendent McCormick, the state superintendent, has a webinar where she speaks to school officials, and there wasn't really any discussion about the next step. I know our seniors are worried, and I think that's going to be taken care of. So right now we're continuing a learning process, but it's remotely, and I haven't really heard anything as far as immediate changes.
Is e-learning days now going to become the new norm for learning for everybody now?
I don't think so. I think the thing that I'm seeing is that interaction is missing, and I think the teachers miss the kids, and I think the kids miss being at their schools, whether it be at Rossville, Clinton Central, Clinton Prairie, or Frankfort. I think that's a component that we're a social animal, and that's part of school is being together on a daily basis and those connections.
How long are you going to wait before you decide what to do with graduation?
Well, I'm kind of waiting to see how the year plays out and how what the State Board of Education does as far as the requirements for seniors. Our peak's not supposed to be for another couple weeks, so it's probably going to be an alteration. We've already altered some plans. We had a senior trip scheduled to Florida, which is definitely out. We're looking at possibly different dates, and those may be over the summer. Prom, is the thing that kids look forward to. That is scheduled for May the 9th. I really don't foresee that happening on May the 9th. That may happen and may not. I don't know yet, but we're looking at alternative dates. And as far as graduation goes, which is in June for us, that's still pretty early to tell how that's going to play out. But we've had some discussion about, okay, what if? Because we will have, at the end of the year, you always collect your, for us, we're one-to-one with laptops. We always collect those, collect books, and students have stuff in the building. So if we were to be done at a certain point, whatever point that is, and not allowed back in the building, we will work out a plan to, and I'm sure the others will too, to have folks get their materials and all that other stuff that we would need to do at the end of the year that we normally do.
You just brought up something I hadn't even thought about, is that, you said you have one-to-one and you get your textbooks back. How's the best way for you guys to, I know you would like to put those computers right back into play for the next semester, but the thing of it is that, are they going to be safe enough?
Are they going to be what?
Are those computers going to be safe enough for the next group of kids to have them? Because I'm not real sure how's the best way to disinfect or clean those computers that have been used all year.
Yeah, and my understanding is with you've got that period of time that if they're separated out and, it's on hard plastic, so the virus doesn't lay that long as far as on hard plastic. By over the summer, we'll set them in a room and secure them, and then get them ready to go for the next school year. And I'm sure that's kind of the plan for everybody. They're just separating, and that's some of the process of materials coming in and materials going, or at least coming in back into the building. There's a process that is going through so that it's safe for the teachers to come and pick up those packets.
Also, another big concern you guys have had is helping, get meals for kids who desperately need those. That's been a big issue for everybody.
Right. All the corporations in the area are doing some type of meal service. Rossville, we go to 8 different remote sites. I've got buses that have a route that takes meals out and is distributed at those sites. Parents call in in the morning, and so on Monday we distribute for Monday and Tuesday, and for on Wednesday is our other day. We distribute 3 days of both breakfast and lunch. So we're doing both meals during the day.
Okay. Also, I know since you're the chairman of the School Safety Commission, I assume this might be another another topic you guys discuss here in very soon, how to handle this.
I think it's part of, and I know the one thing that we've added to our plan or beefed up in our plan or really looking at is the pandemic and dealing with issues like this. It's already part of the, everybody's crisis plan or school safety plan as far as dealing with these different types of situations. From the beginning, the four county superintendents have been involved or in contact with each other. Weekly, we meet after the superintendent's discussion to talk about our next steps and how we're going to play out. Again, it may be a little bit different, but we've really got some of the same components going on as far as all of us are continuing on learning that's happening in our school district.
Okay, is there anything else you want to bring up or any advice that you want to give out for everybody right now before I let you go?
Probably the biggie that's being out there is, you know, basically stay home, especially if you're sick, self-quarantine, wash your hands, and if cover your cough, things like that. Those things are important to try to lower the curve so we don't get the peak, and that's my concern. Bottom line, stay home. We're going to provide the services to our students remotely, and that seems to be working well.
Okay. Anything else real quick or not?
Nope. I'm good.
Okay. Jim, thanks much. Greatly appreciate the time, and best of luck to everybody that's involved.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Appreciate that, Dr. Jim Hanna. All right. So we're going to do this every single weekday inside Party Line at around 8:45 in the morning. And that is the WILO Chamber of Commerce, Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading in uncertain times. Ken, there's a lot of news coming at us.
Really?
Yeah. Locally, I know you've got it covered, and I heard your newscast yesterday about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and it makes me feel good that you're in charge of the news department.
Well,
man.
Thank you.
Nice job.
Thank you very much.
So as we get little snippets of news in, I saw where a number came out this morning. 6.6 million people have applied for unemployment in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, we got a lot of people, the retail industry, the food service industry, you know, that is just an astonishing number.
You know, and small businesses are really feeling it now. They're going to, I hate to think it's going to get a little bit worse before it gets any better for them.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just, you know, we knew about it early on and we talked about it early on, but the trickle down effect is just unbelievable. And again, a lot of the small businesses, you know, I would venture to say that we probably, you know, they probably just got a couple months worth of reserves. I mean, it's not like they can, you know, even the small businesses that we know and love here in Frankfort,
right.
You know, it's going to be real tough for them.
Something I'd like to see, and I haven't seen a number yet, I'd like to see about how much, you know, what are these restaurants for? I'll use the restaurants as an example. What do they need to do on a carryout and delivery basis per week to break even? I think is probably asking too much.
Right.
But at least stay in the game a little bit. I'd like to see a number.
Yeah.
Somebody could estimate about how much that really takes to do that. I mean, if it's monetary, how many meals or how many sandwiches or whatever.
Yeah. And you get looking at restaurants and stuff about their cash flow.
Right.
And I've worked in the restaurant industry before, and I know that if you don't have money coming in, mm-hmm. it's a lot tougher to buy and pay those suppliers who are bringing you boxes of cheese and,
yeah.
you know, things of pepperoni and
plus,
sandwiches and stuff.
And the other side of that coin is, okay, you know, you have to keep your supply of food fresh. And for you have to make sure you look at dates. And, you know, I know a lot of people who shop, for instance, do not look at dates. And you're going to have to do that.
Yeah.
That has to be when you go shopping, that it's going to have to happen.
That's for sure. So yesterday, I think it was yesterday. Let's see. Yesterday was when? No, I think it was Tuesday. Actually,
it was Wednesday. Yesterday.
Yeah. I think it was Tuesday that Russ Casper and myself had a chance to sit in on a webinar from the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, it would have been Tuesday.
Thanks to Shan Sheridan for putting that together and being a proactive leader right now. We heard from several industrial leaders and their HR people and what they're doing to protect their employees, those who are still working. They had a webinar yesterday to help small businesses as they're filtering through the paperwork that comes with SBA loans. So I just wanted to say a special thanks to the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce and to Shan Sheridan specifically for looking out for the backbone of our community. And thank you very much, Shan. You are certainly leading in uncertain times. These are uncertain times we've got.
You know, and the other thing, you know, Jim Hanna brought it up, and I know there's something in the off of Metro. You know, the governor this afternoon put the clamp down and turn the keys.
Yeah. What would he do though? Shut down the state of Indiana for the remainder of April, basically.
It depends on what he has been told.
Yeah.
You would like to think with you know, I don't know what the relationship is between Holcomb and Pence, but I like to think he's got a pretty good ear in D.C. At least I would hope he would. And ever what they have been told and talked about, I think, is going to determine a lot of things. I think I would say right now, school appears, at least from my perspective, school appears because there's only one more month after this month.
Right.
I think school's going to be all e-learning the rest of this year. And, you know, and a lot of things we're talking about as far as, you know, things that you think may be happening when school resumes, such as athletics and all that stuff, I would right now, I'd say there's no way that's going to happen.
Better check first, right?
Yeah, that's right. Well, and, you know, I had that little talk with Rush yesterday. I said, you know, we need to think about some of that because I would say right now, and I'm going to have a little, I've got some very interesting topics for my show on Saturday.
So, yeah.
And that's going to be one of them. Because right now I would say it's not looking too good. You know, spring sports are done for all intents and purposes
right. At
the high school level. They still could because, you know, they can still hold their state titles if they can get enough practices and all that kind of stuff in next month. But, you know, college athletics is done for the year, at least for spring. But, you know, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens and how this all shakes out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep some of the thoughts in my head right now. I'll keep those under wraps.
All right. I had a chance to talk to Jamie Blacker a little bit yesterday, with Clinton County Fair Council. You know, he's a little, upset as all of us are, you know, because, all the good that the Fair Council has done and been able to get that pointed in the right direction, and now they're missing out on the rentals and, you know, getting things ready too. And he just sent me you and I a text that effective today the Fair Council will be extending the cancellation of all the building rentals and public events at the Clinton County Fairgrounds. That's through May 1st.
Yeah.
So we kind of already knew that.
You know, and the other thing of it is, and this is something we've been talking about, you know, our major events like the fair, like the hot dog festival, like Prairie Creek Park, all those things are very much in doubt right now as far as, you know, being able to be utilized and have and actually go on as scheduled.
Right.
I mean, those things right now are very much teetering on the edge.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was good to talk to Jamie a little bit through text. And, you know, those of us who know him know he's a pretty positive guy. And the Fair Council's in good hands with Jamie and the crew.
You know, you and I talked about this earlier this week. You know, when we had Kim on last week from Main Street, you know, you could tell by the tone of her voice.
Yeah,
it wasn't looking good.
It's not looking good. No, no.
And I can kind of tell where she's at, and she was not. You know, I could tell it was coming. So
it doesn't look good, and it's not good, right?
That's right.
You could look at it and tell it's not.
That's right.
I also told Jamie to be sure and socially distance, give his mom and dad a hug for me.
Yeah.
So good morning to Dwayne and Connie this
morning.
I'll say hi to them.
Yeah.